1-800 new roof.
Get the Reuben from Subway. It's stacked with a hearty portion of lean corned beef, Bavarian-style sauerkraut, Swiss cheese, and creamy Thousand Island dressing. All on new, freshly baked rye bread. Only at Subway for a limited time.
Are you prepared for the next market crash? Do you think you're overpaying in fees? Well, listen to Rethinking Retirement every Sunday at 7 a.m. and 3 p.m. with your host, Marvin Mitchell. This is the show that we position you for a safe and secure retirement.
The clown with his pants falling down.
Come on here, Jack.
That's the dream of romance.
It's never totally entertainment talk, man.
When the villain is mean.
That's entertainment.
To translate what was just said during that horrible Dean Martin impression, hey, Pally, Jer, come on over here. It's time for that Colin Jeffries segment.
What did Dean say before?
Oh, Pally, Jer.
Oh.
God, what are you doing, man?
Oh.
Don't you know a good impression on you here?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
That is good, but you just can't understand it.
Yeah, that's most good impression, you. It is time for Colin Jeffrey. He's going to talk about movies and television and whatever he wants to, what's good, what's bad. He's brought to you by Window World. They are the number one champion, the king, the number one selling replacement window in the United States of America, Window World. And now the star of our show, Colin Jeffrey.
Oh, thank you, Frank. How are you doing today?
I am doing, I'm different today.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey.
Take a little new medication and kind of goofy a little bit, but.
Fair enough.
I know where I am, and I know who I am. And I know who you are, and I know it's time for your segment.
Sounds good. A couple DVDs coming out this week. Finding Dory is out on DVD. I liked it.
I did, too, when I saw it.
I would like it if my grandson had not forced us to watch the original Nemo, I don't know, 70 times.
Ah,
so you're just Dory. That's,
you're
over. That's Ellen DeGeneres, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you see the movie Dory? Finding Dory?
Me?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, 15 times.
Well, no, he saw Nemo 15 times. You haven't seen Finding Dory.
I'm sorry, I didn't see the new one, and I don't want to see it, but I may have to because of my grandson.
Oh, yeah. He would like it.
And then another movie's out on DVD this week that I don't think you cared for a whole lot or said it wasn't anything new, The Beatles 8 Days a Week.
I was very disappointed. I thought it was going to be completely different from all the other, you know, them at a press conference, all acting kind of goofy and cutting up, as they used to say. There were a few things that you learned you didn't know, but not enough to make it what I hoped it would be.
Well, there's a Netflix show returning for season 2. This Friday. It's called Beat Bugs. It's an animated series in which a group of like backyard bugs come together and sing Beatles songs.
Sounds funny to me.
Animated series Friday on Netflix. Also this week, if you watch The Affair on Showtime, it has been unbelievably, I'm not going to say convoluted or confusing, but there are four separate perspectives.
My wife watches that thing.
She does. Well, then she's going to love it.
I made it through about four episodes. It's weird.
There's a fifth person this season, new love interest.
Folks, it's just flat out weird, this show. It's enticing. Ooh, The Affair. But, Colin, would you agree? These are two really weird, goofy people. I mean, it's not like you're thinking The Affair. Ooh, two really hot people. No.
It's Dominic West plays Noah, one of the main characters, and he was McNulty on The Wire. So I'm happy to see him back doing something. The problem
is,
yeah.
He was Nick Nolte. How can he be Nick Nolte? Nick Nolte is Nick Nolte.
McNulty.
Oh, McNulty. Okay.
That's a new sandwich at McDonald's.
Three, two, one. Okay.
Are you taking any medication?
No, maybe I should.
And then on CISO, which is this streaming service for comedy.
What's it called?
CISO, S-E-E-S-O. Some of it is free. Some of it you have to pay for. It's It's kind of odd, but there are a few shows on there that are worth checking out.
So it's a channel?
No, it's a streaming service, so it's online. Yeah, CISO.com.
I'm starting to really get confused about how many places you get your TV.
Yeah.
I mean, really? Oh, did you watch that? No? Well, why? We have Netflix. Oh, no, this was on Hulu. And well, you got to pay for all this
If
stuff.
Only there was a service I could pay for, and all the television would come to my house, and I could just find
it. Yeah, just one single service.
Service I would just pay for and get all this.
Wouldn't that be great and simple? And you go down the line, I'll take this channel, don't want this one, take this.
Well, they've been talking about that forever, a la carte, and it'll never happen.
It's happening.
Really?
Yes, DirecTV.
He just shot you straight down.
Well, no, it's brand new. DirecTV says they're going to be offering it fairly soon. The catch is it's going to be much more expensive than
of course it is, and that's just wrong. It's more expensive because it's just what you want. Well, if you get what you want, well, that's going to be more expensive. That's just
But if you buy what they say, Comcast will cut them a break, or whoever owns NBC, let's say, and they're like, oh, okay, you take NBC, that's what everyone wants, and then we're going to toss in these five other channels so we get ad revenue from them.
They end up throwing stuff in. You still don't want.
Yes. Yeah. It's going to be
more attractive, and like you're getting more. And you're right. You use a fourth of it, maybe.
Yes. But CISO streaming service, you might want to check something out. You probably have never heard of the BBC show Knowing Me, Knowing You with Alan Partridge.
Nope. Knowing me, knowing me.
That's exactly it. That is the theme song. The premise is it's a scripted show.
I thought about that too.
That's what it is. That's the theme song for the show.
Wow.
Steve Coogan, who's a British comedian, if you've seen The Trip, which is on Netflix, it's a scripted show. He plays Alan Partridge, who hosts a daytime talk show in which nothing goes right. For example,
that sounds too funny.
Oh, it's really funny. In the first show, he has on an equestrian champion, and he's like, he interviews her for a minute. He's like, and we've got a surprise. Here's your horse and a jump. Please jump over the jump. And she says, I'm not going to do that. It would hurt the horse. And he's like, we've got the horse here. Oh, I'm not going to do that. And then the horse just takes a big dump on stage and walks off. And so that's the show, Knowing Me, Knowing You. And his house band is an ABBA cover band. And so that's why that's his theme song. This is a long way of going to say that there was also a movie called Partridge in which he brought back this character. And now there is a streaming special on CISO on Thursday. It's called Alan Partridge, Scissored Isle. And it's his character talking about doing a special show about the UK after the Brexit vote, the island being divided.
What is the C? Is an acronym? What does it stand for?
No, CISO. CISO. I have no idea.
Is
CISO funny?
Is it new?
No, that's relatively new. I was just respectful of what you just did.
What?
The Asian thing.
No, that's what that's what they say. It's like, I said that.
He's so funny. Wow. Come on.
That's what they say at the beginning of the show.
Bring people together.
She's
so funny. As opposed to, she is so funny, you just did it again. She's so funny. Wow. Edit this out. Asian communities.
Okay, I'll take care of it.
They're not going to put up.
And did you watch last night, Under Fire, the untold story of Private First Class Tony Vaccaro on HBO?
No, I can't believe I missed that. I meant to record that.
Are you being serious?
No, of course. I love that stuff.
Yeah.
It's a true story.
It is. It tells the story of 21-year-old Tony Vaccaro, who brought a camera with him during the D-Day invasion. He took more than 8,000 pictures as he was with the army.
How in the world, in the middle of battle, do you keep a camera functioning or clean?
Yeah. It took him more than 200. He was over there for more than 270 days.
Wow.
And he's now 93 years old. They worked with him to get this made. It was on HBO last night, so that means they'll be replaying it, or it's on HBO Go.
And what's the name of it? What's it called?
If you look for Under Fire, the full name is Under Fire, the Untold Story of Private First Class. Yes. So Under Fire, take a look for that. There's also a show that starts on Monday called Search Party on TBS. I don't think it would be unfair to say that a lot of people feel that millennials might be a bit self-absorbed.
What?
This is a dark comedy on TBS that tells the story of a group of 20-somethings, and one of their friends, in quote, goes missing, and it's them trying to balance, do we really want to search for her in our social lives? It looks like a pretty funny send-up of sort of this idea that millennials are self-absorbed because they can't even tear themselves away from their social calendar or, you know, social media engagements to go looking for their missing friend.
So well, they don't date either. I still can't get over that. When boys and girls stop dating, that kind of was, I think, the end of the world. And you know what I'm talking about? They go in groups. Dan would know with Alyssa. They'll go in groups and meet up somewhere, but the idea of going to the house, knock on the door, meet the parents. What?
Even the prom now, they go in groups.
I don't get it.
But, no, Alyssa did regular dates, though. I heard she had guys come over to the house.
Good. And, yeah. That's America. Old-fashioned. That's the way we do it. We can't eliminate that. How did we get onto that?
The millennial story.
Show. Ah. Yeah. Search party next Monday on TBS.
And what exactly is the from when to age race, millennial, from when to when to where?
I'm at the upper end of it. I think it goes from stops at 33 or 34 right now.
Down to?
20s. Like 18 or 20, I think, is the bottom end.
All right, I probably should know this. Why do they call those particular people millennials? I know boomers, it had to do with the end of the war and everybody getting, you know, doing it. And I understand that. But why those years?
Coming of age at or directly after the millennium.
Okay.
That's the best answer I can give.
All right. That was good.
You gonna wrap it up?
Yes, one more thing I want to mention. The Ocean's 8, the all-female relaunch of the Ocean's movies, are coming out. Matt Damon right now, the only confirmed character from Ocean's 11, he's going to be making a cameo in it. But I'm Colin Jeffrey. That's entertainment.
All right. Thank you, Colin. Colin Jeffrey was brought to you by Window World. The original $189 window and the largest selling replacement window in the United States. You know what? I like that segment. He's kept me from watching some pretty crappy stuff. And if it hadn't been for him, there'd be other things that I would never, you know, have known about. He does it here every Tuesday. Why?
No, that was, or whatever.
That was uncalled for. See so funny?
Yeah.
Yeah. Folks, we're so sorry. Asian listeners, on behalf of Dan Strauss and Pian and myself, I'd like to apologize for that.
Yeah.
We just didn't catch it in time. We could have kind of buttoned it out, but you know, see so funny. We didn't even. Sorry.
How many services are there now? I have never heard of CISO.
Roku. I know. Hulu. And what is the UOE, you know, goo goo ga, Hulu, Roku, CISO? What am I missing here? Apple TV is one.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
Right. Yeah.
Beyond what else? That's four. I know there's another one or two, probably 10. And now CISO.
Yeah.
And I will never. Look, I still don't even understand how original black and white TV worked. How do you get people through a wire to pop out and it looks just like them on the other end? I mean, I'm such an idiot about electronics. So this whole Hulu, Roku, CISO, I have no idea. But look, I just found out, and I knew it, and I forgot about it. And then I knew it again, and it's Apple TV. And I know, Pian, you're not an Apple guy, but they have the same, you know, comparable stuff for the Android people. I can hold my iPad and look up at a big flat-screen TV, and what I'm doing on the iPad is what I see on TV.
Oh, mirroring, yeah.
Mirroring, yeah, exactly. You have it with Android?
Yes, the Chromecast can do that.
And then, Dan, if you're, like, flipping through photos, of Sandy or your granddaughter or whatever, as you swipe it, the big screen mimics. It does just what you're doing. It goes right through the picture. You watch your videos on it.
That's pretty cool.
It's just called mirroring. And I thought Apple was the only one that had it. They have AirDrop, which you just put the two things side by side, and my picture goes into your phone or iPad. And there was one that bumped.
Oh, yeah.
You bump them together, and it does that. So they've all got a lot of good stuff.
It's technology.
I tell you, Dan, we'll break, but I want to continue a little bit of my facts about Donald Trump. His dad, Fred, because he had a brother, remember Fred Jr., who died, was alcoholism?
Yeah.
Donald Trump's dad, Frederick Trump, made a lot of money in the late 19th century a lot of different. He's one of those guys who could see a situation, and much like, I guess, his kid and Donald Trump's kids.
Oh, sense what's coming up and strategize
exactly,
that way.
Exactly. And though, check this out. Frederick Trump, at the height of his real estate holdings, was worth, in today's money, $500 million. And that's sort of the seed money for the whole Trump organization. But he did, a lot of these families are very disciplined. He did make his son, here's this much, do whatever you will with it. You lose it, you make it turn into more money. They just, that's it. That's the way they did it. Business families, I think a lot of times people think the dad just kind of hands everything down to the son. I don't think I'm giving anything away here, because you guys tell me, John Londo talked about it back when it happened. His dad sold him the car dealership.
Right. Mm-hmm.
He made him buy it. He didn't just give it to him. Let me see here. Boom, 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 boom. Fred Trump died at the age of 94. Here, Donald's career. He has written blank. How many books? Blank books.
Wow.
How many books has he written?
I didn't even know he had any books.
18 books.
Wow.
One of them, The Art of the Deal, was a top seller. He says his favorite book is the Bible. His second favorite book is The Art of the Deal. There are 11 golf courses with the name Trump on them.
Man,
I bet some of the big players don't even have that many, like Gary Player. Or, I know no. Nicholas has got a lot of them. Donald Trump, twice nominated for an Academy Award. He is a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. He has also been inducted into the Professional Wrestling Hall of Fame. Donald
really?
Trump is in the Wrestling Hall.
Oh, yeah. He was on a couple WrestleManias battling with Vince McMahon.
Oh, really?
I mean,
All right, yeah. This one's going to blow you away. Donald Trump has appeared in how many movies?
Well, at least two, because he was nominated, right? Was he nominated?
How about 12?
Wow.
Movies.
What the heck was he nominated for?
He wasn't nominated for a movie, was he? Not an Academy. He's twice nominated for an Emmy.
Okay.
An Emmy, because of The Apprentice or whatever. He has been a guest actor on 6 TV shows, like Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Days of Our Lives, Sex and the City, on and on. He has executive produced 7 TV shows. He has been the guest host of Extra. Now, this is guest host. I didn't know this. I've never seen Donald Trump host, have you?
No.
He's guest hosted on Extra, Larry King Live. He sat in for Larry King. I guess they could do that. And Saturday Night Live. He was the co-producer of the longest-running reality television show ever, and that was, of course, The Apprentice. I don't know what this means. He performed in WrestleMania 23, which set attendance records and revenue records. Performed how? At WrestleMania?
Just
being him.
He was in a match as Donald Trump, not wrestling, but just, I think he's the one that shaved Vince McMahon's head or something
you're right.
That one time?
I think you're right. There's a bed or something, yeah. There are 31 buildings with the Trump name on them. His largest private real estate development is New York. In New York is Trump Riverside. There are 12 Trump Towers. There are 6 Trump Plazas, 11 Trump golf courses. Holy mackerel.
Man, oh man.
And that's it. The rest starts to get political. And it's how does a guy, or look at her, look at Hillary. How does anybody live to be almost 70, have plenty of money, and think, you know what I want to do the rest of my life? Just work, 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 and get criticized, and maybe my life is in danger. Yeah, that's what I want to do. I don't know how you make that decision.
But that's a different mentality.
No, it's absolutely a different mentality. It's not. We would never even understand the people that sleep 3 hours and have all the energy in the world.
No, and they have to be. It's like they thrive on being in the public eye and thrive on being out there.
You have to.
Yeah.
Well, I'd give anything for just part of that energy. Somebody that old, guy's older than I am, and he runs circles around. And I don't think he actually, it's an exercise. He just goes. You know? Yeah. That super metabolism. All right, we are going to take a break. We come back, we probably take a couple phone calls then, couldn't we?
Yes.
After the 4:30 break. I need the time. I'm going to check the weather. What's the low tonight? Do you guys look?
Like 49 or something like that in the 40s.
Yep, yep. Yeah. Heater's going to be on. Probably, if not all the time, certainly most of the time for the next couple of months.
Heater's going to be on over the weekend. They're talking 70-something tomorrow, 80 maybe on...
that is ridiculous.
And then by Saturday, the high will be in the 40s.
Yeah, that's just insane, and I'm not a weather person, but isn't that the kind of crap that creates tornadoes or whatever? When all that
volatile weather
finally comes together, you've got something bad. So make sure you have a good heating and cooling company. Now, if I would ask you, everybody listening, how do you feel about the people who service your heating and air conditioning? Some people couldn't even give me a name. I don't remember who you had out last time. Well, then that business should be out of business. They should remember you. You will remember Matheny. If they come out and people go, hey, who did you have out? You'll say Matheny, because you will be impressed with the family business, the ethics, the integrity, the competitive pricing, how prompt they are, how courteous they are. It makes a difference. That's how you get to be around 75 years. So, like a lot of other things we talk about here, give them one shot. Make one appointment with Matheny Heating and Cooling. And I do have to tell you, you have to live in St. Louis or St. Charles County, one or the other. You have to live in one of those counties. You give them a call. I don't think you'll ever again wonder who to call or want to call anybody else. Matheny Heating and Cooling, MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com. Meet me.
All right, we're going to get another check on traffic. Had a few problems out there. Here's Frank Ladd.
Well, I'm going to add a few more into it. As I said before, they clear the exit northbound on Highway 55 at Park Avenue. Still seeing delays, though, eastbound on Highway 44 from Grand, ramping onto northbound 55. And 55 is heavy between 44 and the Poplar Street Bridge. We've got a new accident. It's in the exit lane, northbound 55 at Gravoy. South of there, you're running right up to the slowdown with Highway 44. Westbound 55, 64 crossing the Poplar remains heavy, ramping on to southbound 55. Eastbound on Highway 70, you've got a slow go from before Adelaide now near O'Fallon Park all the way into downtown St. Louis and through the depressed section of westbound Highway 44. Eastbound on Highway 64, you're on the brakes now. Vandeventer up through the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound 64, here's delays start at Jefferson through McCaws. And southbound on Highway 170, it's stop and go from Page down through Highway 64. Stop and go southbound 270 between Page and 64. And then heavy south of there all the way down through about Tesson Ferry. Westbound on Highway 70, the incident's out of the way on the Blanchette Bridge. Still seeing some volume west of Highway 270 out to the Blanchette Bridge. And eastbound 270 up in North County, going to see delays starting near McDonald Boulevard up through New Florissant. And this update is brought to you by Account Temps. Check out the 2017 salary guide to see the salary forecast for over 400 accounting and finance jobs. Visit AccountTemps.com. Account Temps, a Robert Half company. Frank Ladd with KTRS Vincent Mortgage Traffic.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095.
Green 18!
The Tigers play here on KTRS.
This is Howard Richards. This Saturday, Neyland Stadium will be packed as Barry Odom takes his Tigers to Knoxville, Tennessee to play the Volunteers.
To the 20, to the 10, to the house!
KTRS coverage begins at noon.
Listen to all the action right here on your home for the Missouri Tigers.
Touchdown, Missouri!
The Big 550, KTRS.
Got more than $5,000 in credit card debt? If you haven't called Credit Associates yet to find out for free how much of it could be forgiven, you've got one more chance right now. Call now for free information. 1-800-600-6680. The big credit card companies don't want you to know this, but if you've got more than $5,000 in credit card debt that you can't afford, you do not have to pay it all back. You have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. And right now, you can find out for free just how little that is. For free information, call 1-800-600-6680. Our mission is to save everyday Americans from paying off way more of their debt than they have to. That's why we're giving this information away for free. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. But hurry, while this free opportunity lasts. For free information and to find out how much of your debt could be forgiven, call 1-800-600-6680. That's 1-800-600-6680.
Have you put off seeing the dentist because you can't afford to go? Are big dental bills taking a big toll on your wallet? Would you like to have dental insurance but think it's too expensive? If you answered yes to any of these questions, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company for a free information kit. See how you can help protect your teeth and your wallet for less than a dollar a day. 1-800-508-9951. This is real dental insurance that can help cover over 350 procedures, all the ones you're most likely to need. Everything from cleanings and fillings to crowns and dentures. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. You can see any dentist you choose, and you'll never pay a deductible. Call in the next 10 minutes, and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-508-9951. That's 1-800-508-9951. 1-800-508-9951.
Anybody out there have dentures? Anybody out there thinking about getting dentures? And anybody thinking about dental implants? Well, I'm here to tell you that before you take one more step in that direction, you need to call Bowen Dental Care. At Bowen Dental Care, he will sit you down and explain all of your options when it comes to dental implants. In fact, if you have dentures right now, for the next 30 years, those dentures are going to be flopping around your mouth. It doesn't have to be like that. Some people will tell you dental implants cost $25,000, but at Bowen Dental Care, he will sit you down and explain to you that it doesn't necessarily have to cost you $25,000. There are other options for you when it comes to dental implants. Many people are calling Dr. Bowen as a first opinion, and many people are calling them as a second opinion and hearing great results. Call Bowen Dental Care for all of your dental implants needs. 314-921-3500 or BowenDentalCare.com.
One time it went chicka 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 chicka.
An Ernie Petty collision.
But most of the time it goes chicka 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 chicka.
People say the strangest things.
Except when it goes click 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 click.
When they're trying to describe the noises their cars make.
Then there was the zzzz.
But when you've serviced as many cars as Ernie Petty Collision has, you get pretty good at translating
wumpa, 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 wumpa.
Into English. Of course, it helps having the latest diagnostic equipment, because some imports have a strong accent.
Oh.
See what I mean?
It's a French car.
No matter what your vehicle sounds like, the ASC certified technicians at Ernie Petty Collision will diagnose the problem, tell you what it'll take to fix it, and let you make the decision. Now that's customer service. Open Monday through Friday, 8 till 5. Ernie Petty Collision Center is your one-stop service for mechanical repairs, collision repairs, and tires. 4823 Potomac, across from Uncle Bill's Pancake House off South Kings Highway. Ernie Petty Collision Center, where quality and customer satisfaction count. Online at ErniePettyCollision.com. Listen up, homeowners. Contractors and do-it-yourselfers agree E&B Granite has had the largest collection of the best quality granite available in St. Louis for years. And now, with their new 50,000 square foot showroom, you'll be able to choose from all the top brands, including Caesar Stone, Silestone, Polar Stone, and more. When you visit E&B Granite, ask to see the new look of brilliant quartz for your kitchen or bath. E&B Granite, at the corner of Manchester and Hampton, or online at ebgranite.com.
This is Stephen Gregg from the Retire Worry Free Show.
Hey, you know, many people don't understand their Social Security choices or their pension options at work or how to get income from their retirement accounts like their 401ks and IRAs.
However, they do know that they want to make sure they have enough money for as long as they live. We can help. For a free, no-obligation meeting to discuss your own retirement strategy, go to our website, steveandgregg.com. That's steveandgregg.com.
Weekday mornings at 6:35, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
All righty. Thank you for that. Folks, after I talk to you a little bit about American Equity Mortgage, we have a chance to chat with you. We haven't had time to talk to anybody today, so not a lot of time. We don't care what it's about. Let's try to stay away from the political stuff for about, 3 years, 4 years, if we could. Well, you call if you decide to call. I will remind you of a quick little story. We were in our 20s, mid-20s, late 20s, 27-ish, I was, and we were married. We had two credit cards, and we maxed them both out because we didn't have any money. We just kept putting things on the credit card. And we were not homeowners. We were lucky to live in the trailer we lived, and so we couldn't take advantage of something called a bill consolidation loan for homeowners because we weren't homeowners. So it took us a long, long time to get out of that debt. And I think the total was $5,000 or $6,000, which back then, my goodness. And we had to do it the hard way. If you're a homeowner, there's an easier, much easier way to do it, a much quicker way to do it. You let American Equity Mortgage pay off that credit card debt. Now, you owe them now, not the credit card. Guess who has lower interest, greater interest rates? Of course. American Equity Mortgage, you can save a lot of money. You get your card balances back to zero where they should be and should always stay near that. If you just pay it all off at the end of the month, you don't want to keep doing minimum payments. And, of course, if you need a home, you probably need a mortgage. That, too, can be handled by American Equity Mortgage. AmericanEquity.com or 314-878-9999. 314-969-KTRS. From most cell phones, *KTRS. And forget that other line. We won't have time to get to it anyway. Sean's on the phone. Hello, Sean. How are you?
Frank, pretty good. Amen, Pam.
Thank you very much. Hallelujah.
Frank, I'm the guy who sounds like Hank Hill, you said, and I'm the guy also trying to bring back the Carruthers Brothers.
No, no bringing back to it. The Carruthers Brothers are alive and well, aren't they, Peon? You talk to them.
Sure.
Well, you guys missed a great opportunity, and I just want to...
Maybe, maybe not.
Well, remember when you were in the Army and you accidentally walked into a gay bar?
I do. It was in... It was in Louisville, Kentucky.
No, that would have been perfect.
Yeah.
For the Carruthers Brothers?
Yeah, well, you could. I was hoping that they would have been on site and recorded that. You could have recorded footsteps, then the door opening, and then.
Wait, do that opening again? That sounds a lot like my pigs.
Yeah.
I mean, as soon as you told that story, that's what I thought of, and I would have laughed the whole way home.
But why?
I already do. But.
Why would that story be right for the Carruthers? Well, they're usually on the site of some kind of building collapse or something.
Oh, I thought they were reporters that were just, they happened to get every...
their special assignment.
I see.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Insecure bridges, buildings, things. That's what they call it.
Oh, good. Gotcha. Nobody was standing up under that thing.
Well, that was one of their great reports. That was up for an award, report, where he said, good, there wasn't nobody standing up under that thing. I remember that.
Right.
They almost won.
Yeah.
And then another one is people around here.
Already knew.
Yeah, they specked it or something.
Don't try to quote the greats. You know, you can't quote the greats. It's not the same. It was a great
good story, Dan.
and my advice to you, Sean,
thanks, Sean.
Would be call anytime, okay?
Okay, thanks, Frank. Enjoy
the show. Hey, who does the new Tony Tiger on TV? He's really good. Can't be the same guy from when we were kids.
I think that
guy
died.
Great. I mean, they've continued to have that same, only I think this guy's better.
Yeah.
Great. See, why did you have to do that?
I don't know, because you said Tony the Tiger.
Bob, how are you?
Pretty good, Frank. How are you? AM into PM. Yeah, I just have a comment about a commercial that's run. I don't know if it runs anymore or not.
Well, we'll probably know it. What is it?
Okay, well, they give out a telephone number. And
yes,
the guy says,
I've heard that commercial.
But put it in your butt call.
Put it in your butt call?
Yeah. They say, put the number in your butt call.
Okay, do you really not know what that means? Do you have a cell phone?
Well, I do have a cell phone, but I know it's supposed to be butt dial, but...
Yeah, that's all.
Look, but it just sounds odd.
It doesn't work.
The punctuation isn't there, I guess.
No, it doesn't work. You're right. I agree. It could have. It's one of those almost made it, and we had something there, but it didn't work. And they ran it anyway. No, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Bob.
Sure enough.
It was so obvious that was not Bob with 1-0. I can just tell. You tell the difference. This would be Joe, I believe, with 1-0. Hello, Joe.
Hello, Frank. How you doing? I got to start with AM and the PM.
Well, you don't have to, but we appreciate it.
Well, I love you guys. Well, you got your shotgun ready?
Hang on.
Oh, boy.
Right here. Go.
All right. I love Veterans Day, everybody, but this is a nice little joke maybe you probably know.
I doubt it.
All right. No, I know you know this one. You know why you got to be 6 foot tall to be in the Coast Guard?
See, that's not actually a joke. Go ahead. Tell them why.
That way, if your boat sinks, you can walk back to shore.
Oh.
Come on, Al. Is this thing on or no?
That's a cut on the Coast Guard.
Yeah, how long?
What branch were you in?
Air Force, so, you know, just dropped them off. We dropped everybody off.
You just dropped everybody off and then went back to the cafe. And then
I love you guys. Have a great day, guys.
You too. Thank you. Military guys, if you ever get a chance to sit around them, if you can get them to tell some stories, they're hilarious. Boaters. Go to the river or the lake and go to a marina. Hang around some boaters. Who else, when they get together, it's like story after story. Because accountants don't do that. It's a recreational thing. It's the boaters. And I'm trying to think who else. You know, when I watched, there's a movie recently. It was one of those Hoosiers type movies about the underdog team and winning. And I just thought, wow, it'd be so great to be part of some brotherhood like that. Like you watch Band of Brothers. Those guys, even some of those World War II guys today, they still stay in touch. And they might not talk to somebody or see them for a long time, but it's like it was yesterday. It'd be great to be part of something like that, don't you think? They still meet every year. Old guys, some of them
in the military.
Just to be a part of that. I would never leave my buddy, and he'd never leave me. We got each other's backs. And it's almost like they continue that through life with each other. If one of them needed something, you pick up the phone. If my dad's 90 years old, I promise you, I don't know that there are even two people still alive he could call. But if he called some guy that the last time he saw him was 20 years ago when he came through town. If he called and said he needed something, I honestly think he'd go, I'll be right there, drop everything, and I'll be right there. That short time together in the tense, especially combat, it's so intense, and you depend so much on each other. That's a bond that other people can't create in 30 years. And it's pretty neat. Be neat to be a part of. Let's do some business. Then we'll make somebody very, very happy. That guy's name is Mike Evans. He loves it.
Bill Cleveland.
Oh, shoot. I'm sorry. I'm all messed up today. I'm an hour ahead of myself.
You are.
I'm an hour ahead of myself today. Edit that out. Sounded stupid. There's a building in Chesterfield Valley with thousands of other buildings. I think it's be safe to say there are probably thousands of buildings there. It's become massive, you know, from east to west and now even north and south. It's kind of spreading that way, too. That's where they're taking out that skating rink, right? And they're putting Top Golf in there.
Yeah.
It's going to be, and there's going to be every kind of attraction. But even after that and any other future building, there's one that will still stand out, and that's the Amini's building. With the copper top. It's not just in the valley, it's down in the valley.
Valley so low, hang your head over. Hear the wind blow.
Thank you. Thank you so much. We didn't expect that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Amini's is more unusual on the inside by far than the outside, and I checked their website, and you should too, because it changes. And if I look, in a minute or so, I can't begin to tell you what's on sale and what's this much off and that much. Just go there. Go to the website. Better yet, go to the store. You need an area rug. Area rugs are huge now because a lot of hardwood floors and tile. They have every size you can imagine. The only thing they don't have is junk cheap rugs. Their handmade rugs are beautiful. They're obviously machine-made that sometimes you can't even tell by looking at them. Nothing's overpriced. There are lots of affordable things there, but there's no junk there. You need to know that. Lighting. My goodness, everybody sells lighting fixtures. You go in the Home Depot, lights section. Go to a Meanies to go upstairs and tell me where else you've seen a light selection and collection like that. Pool table. How about a pool table? Oh, holidays. Nothing better. Well, there's one thing better than everybody getting around the pool table, because probably not anybody's going to be that good at it, so everybody has fun. Amenities, they sell pool tables, and they're slate pool tables. The good kind, the only kind you want. And they're very affordable, no junk. Amenities, A-M-I-N-I-S, Amenities.com.
Alrighty, let's check on traffic now. Here's Frank Ladd.
Thanks, Dan. We're still working with quite a bit of volume out there this afternoon. Northbound on Highway 55 from Highway 44 up to the Poplar Street Bridge. Eastbound on Highway 44. You're on the brakes, Grand, up to the 55 merge there as well. Eastbound on 64, heavy from west of Vanaventer now all the way through to the Poplar Street Bridge. Reportedly a stall near the Grand exit as well. Eastbound on Highway 64. Eastbound on Highway 70, heavy between Adelaide and the bridge, Mutual Veterans Bridge. Sorry about that. Got a brain lock there for a moment. Westbound on Highway 64. You're on the brakes now. Jefferson out to McCausland. Southbound on Highway 170. Heavy now between Olive and Highway 64. Southbound 270. Stop and go between Page and Manchester. Westbound on Highway 364. Quite a bit of volume between 270 and the Veterans Bridge. Eastbound on Highway 270 in North County. You're on the brakes now between McDonald and 170. And westbound on Highway 64. Going to see a pocket of volume west of the 364. Merge headed towards the Lake St. Louis area. This update brought to you by Account Temps. Accounting and finance salaries are on the rise. Get an in-depth salary forecast for accounting and finance roles in your area by visiting AccountTemps.com. Account Temps, a Robert Half company. Frank Ladd with KTRS Vincent Mortgage Traffic.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. The Tigers play here on KTRS.
Hey, it's Jim Hewer. Following a 55-point win on Sunday over Alabama A&M, Kim Anderson takes his Missouri Tigers to Orlando, Florida on Thursday. It's a battle with the Xavier Musketeers. Pre-game starts at noon, right here on your home for the Missouri Tigers. Bang! The Big 550, KTRS.
We are our Missouri.
Since I've been doing commercials for R&R Sanitation Porta Potties, my name and my likeness has become synonymous with R&R Sanitation Porta Potties. And so every time people go to an event and go to a festival or they're out and about and they use the R&R Sanitation Porta Potty, they usually send me a picture and say, hey, I've been thinking about you. Which is good, because R&R Sanitation is all about customer service, all about quality, and all about cleanliness. They also say, hey, I walked into an R&R Sanitation porta potty and I couldn't believe how clean it was. That's right, R&R Sanitation is setting the standard for the industry. They're locally owned and operated and the only union toilet company on the Missouri side of the river. And if you need a porta potty for your next party, for your next festival, for your next event, for your next construction project, R&R Sanitation porta potties, 314-776-4000. That's 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. They really do want your stinking business, R&R Sanitation.
The next time you're in your basement, look up. What do you see? If it's a vast expanse of pipes, ducts, wires, and the supports of the floor above, it's not exactly what you'd call attractive.
Ew!
And if your basement is also your man cave, the horrible acoustics from all that stuff above your head makes your electronics sound terrible. Even with the best sound system, you need the experts. From the Ceiling Center. The Ceiling Center specializes in ceilings, as well as flooring for your basement. They do commercial as well as residential projects. The Ceiling Center installs metal ceilings, acoustical ceilings, even decals of your favorite sports teams. They also install all types of flooring, like carpeting, hardwood, and tile. And here's the good part. The Ceiling Center has more variety than those big box stores, with over 20 different tiles on display, all at lower prices than those big box stores. The Ceiling Center has been owned by the same family since 1987 and has a reputation for doing ceilings and floors right the first time. Change your basement from
ew to nice
with the help of the Ceiling Center on St. Charles Rock Road in Bridgeton, a half mile west of I-270. Online at theceilingcenter.com.
Hi-oh. from, where is he?
Downtown St. Louis.
Okay. From downtown St. Louis is the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Lindquist and the All Boy Orchestra. Brought to you by McLean Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, STL Taxi. That's the app. And that's the easy, quick way to get the greatest cab in St. Louis, a Laclee cab. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Hey, everybody. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Bill.
All right. Well, the other day, a Bosnian soccer star made news after he pulled down the shorts of an opponent during a match.
I hate that.
That makes two supermoons this week.
You get it.
All right. And this, I guess, really isn't surprising. The CDC, in a study, determined women are more likely than men to experiment with same-sex partners.
Oh.
To which men said, so what channel is CDC?
I like now for Dan Strauss to tell everybody what CDC stands for.
Center for Disease Control.
Nice job.
Very good, Dan. Stay in the country.
We don't give you enough credit, Dan.
No. Sure don't, Marcella.
Well, McDonald's is considering restaurants that include a salad bar.
Test markets
overseas, the most common comments from customers about the salad bar has been, I'll take a 10-piece McNugget.
Wow, and you had such good stuff earlier.
Well, I don't like the salad bar. Yeah, you know. And finally...
Oh, he's still got a chance. I forgot.
One more.
That's what she said.
Pull it out. Oh.
Well, California was one of the states last week that voted for legalizing weed. Yeah. So at long last, the people of California can now do exactly what they've already been doing anyway.
Congratulations. That is right.
Congratulations. The Bill Cleveland segment is brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company, and from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, Bill.
Okay, you're welcome.
Now, you guys have both done that when you're younger, that no matter what anybody said, you go, that's what she said.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's actually pretty funny.
I know.
Because almost anything they say, if you go, yeah, that's what she said. Or the other one was a really dumb one when you're even younger, like grade school, was, yeah, just take any book title and put after it under the sheets. And it makes a great name for it. Well, yeah, there are lots of things that that works for. But, yeah, what when we just said that's what she said. It's like when we're talking about, any time you did anything somebody didn't like. Free country. It's a free country. It is a free country, enabling people like us to do horrible radio shows like this. That's the great thing about being in a free country. Oh, my goodness. It's almost playhouse time. Look, everybody.